K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Thursday here, overcast, windy, Kansas City, Missouri, December 18th, 2025, recording this women's volleyball episode of the show. More Shayden Myers coming at you in just a minute. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. We're on iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is, Amazon, and a few more other podcasting platforms out there. You want to make sure going into the new year, you make this, folks, part of your K-State listening podcast, folks, here in 20, well, when we get to 2025, when we get to 2026. Yeah, so there's that. We still got unfinished business. 2025, things are kind of quieted down a little bit. Basketball resumes on Saturday with both men's and women's in action there as well. The men are at home. I'm trying to think for a second. Yeah, the men are at home while the ladies are opening Big 12 play at Fort Worth against TCU. So there's that. A lot of football news going down. In the last couple of weeks, obviously, with the new hire, obviously, of head coach Colin Klein returning to K-State, along with several returnees back. You'll be seeing those pop up here as we get into the weekend, obviously, there as well. And more Shaylee Myers news. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here on this podcast. Obviously, wrapped up, well, was the region player of the year. Heard that in yesterday, adding more to the icing on the cake for Shaylee Myers, wrapping up her coach career with more postseason hardware with the All-American honorable mention by the American Volleyball Coaches Association yesterday, folks. So Shaylee Myers now becomes the 12th player in K-State program history to earn the ABCA All-American honors in a second under Jason Mansfield. Shaylee Myers joins Aaliyah Carter on that list now, under the Mansfield era there as well. Obviously, Myers became the first player again in K-State history to be named the AVCA Region Player of the Year. Just said that while she earned an AVCA First Team All Region recognition and was tabbed a unanimous First Team All Big 12 selection. She also claimed 3 Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week titles throughout the year. We talked about this. The breakout. Save the best for last, right? This is if you're an athlete, obviously, this is how. Now, sometimes don't work out like that for some, and that's unfortunate. We all want to go out like this, but for those that stick around, and I said, if you've been an everydayer of this podcast, which, hey, Purple Parts of the Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer III here on this edition. I have said it since the very beginning. Well, almost the very beginning of the show. Well, this used to be a weekly podcast, but over time it became, you know what, we got to be different than a lot of these other K-State podcasts. We got to stand out. So why not? Why not? There's more than just football and men's basketball. We can go on about that, but there's other sports that going on. And this volleyball team, obviously, you know, looking toward the future a little bit, you know, they lost a huge piece to the transfer portal in a elite. Now I'm really tongue-tied. Anaya Clinton, part of that big three. Show us Shaylee Myers and Ava LeGrand, right? And Ava LeGrand just graduated recently. There was a picture of her, Jason Mansfield, in the fam. I think it was toward in the last week there as well. So she completed a degree as well. So congratulations on that, Ava, there as well. But yeah, all things K-State sports on this podcast there as well. And for the particular athlete that sticks around, obviously we're in this era, in the middle of this era of the transfer portal and all that comes with it, right? To the player that sticks it out, the hard and grind, the rise and shine, right? The blood, sweats, and tears, the frustrations, right? And you get on the other side of this and put on. We've seen this other than Shaylee Myers. We've seen this. The breakout, the final year, you break out, right? You rewarded with this kind of All your hard work. Shayla Myers is a perfect example of that. From Lincoln, Nebraska. From Lincoln, Nebraska. Let's go over numbers again. Probably for the last time, obviously. 498 kills. That's almost 5%. 547 points. That's 5%. And going back to her kills, 4.7 kills per set shattered the Raleigh scoring era single season record. Season average, excuse me. My goodness. Surpassing Lee Wegner-Bush. 4.5 almost there. As well, that Liz Wegner played volleyball in the early 2000s. That came in 2001. 498 total kills, tied for the third in the Raleigh scoring era and seventh all-time in program history there as well. And going back to the first day of October, 34 kills against the win against West Virginia. she set the school record in a single match for that. So we had two things go on in the fall semester with that, right? So Shady Myers, we're on her episode, 34 kills. That was a single game record broken there. And of course, Joe Jackson recorded something earlier. Joe Jackson, of course, spoiler alert, already recorded this episode, but Joe Jackson returning to K-State. Single season game rushing record. Surpassing Darren Sproles, 296 there in the heartbreaking loss at Utah, 13th ranked Utah, in back in November there as well. Shaylee Myers finished up her K-State career with over 1,000 kills, 1,029 kills, ranking 9th in the Raleigh scoring era and 19th all-time at Kansas State. Myers' career kills per set marks stands 7th now in the Raleigh scoring era, while her 1,148 and a half career points now. I will finish up 23rd in K-State program history as that. And of course, for those of you who've been in and out all year long or have been paying attention to the volleyball team, or you've been in and out on this podcast, we've been following the volleyball team, well, of course, all season long. Made it to the NCAA tournament, 18-10. Obviously got ousted in the second round by Nebraska, who got eliminated in the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. A stunning upset there. So see again, anything can happen. But again, for K-State though, getting past upsetting San Diego State there and getting to the second round again, huge building blocks here. And I said going in, if you would again with me. At the beginning of the season, I said, you know, Jason Mansfield, his third year, they need to take a step forward. Well, they took plenty of steps forward there as well. They finished 10-8 in the conference. That was that 10-8 record by K-State was one of four teams tied in the league for sixth there as well. So Shaylee Myers, honorable mention. All-American honorable mention. I cannot talk this morning, folks. For somebody, maybe because I was out in that win. Maybe I should have waited. Maybe probably would have not mattered anyway. But anyways, All-American honorable mention. Shaylee Myers was voted on by the AVCA, All-American Volleyball Coaches Association, yesterday. Again, a round of applause. Yes. Should be a standing ovation, really, really, for Shaylee Myers yet again for her dedication on and off the court at Kansas State, yet again putting up another postseason accolade here on the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, you know the drill there as well every day. I know things are kind of quieted down, but football has been very active. And I'm pretty sure even through the Christmas holiday, they're going to be still active. Obviously, Colin Klein's going to be back in action with Texas A&M this weekend for the college football playoff first round. They're going to be taking on Miami. I'm going to miss out on all the action because I got to go to work. But, yeah, Colin Klein, as soon as he's done over there, or however the results of A&M play out, he will be standing firm, and staying put, coming back home to Manhattan, Kansas, and obviously we'll have plenty of discussion, obviously, as we work our way towards the 2026 football campaign there as well. And of course, make sure you do go ahead and hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the alarm bell. Every time we update your content daily, y'all be first to be notified about it. I was going to say something else too. Yes. 4-5-star rating. Make sure if you have, I know you have some time. It only takes a minute for a 5-star rating. That will help us out. Not help the host out of this podcast, myself and Alex Aiden, but it helps out other K-State fans find out about this podcast. And again, I appreciate you guys again so much again for your support, especially these last 3 months have been something else off the podcast, but for that same time frame, you guys have really locked into this podcast, and I appreciate that so much there as well. We're going to be still rocking out content, despite it being kind of quiet a little bit throughout some of the sporting events, but basketball is still rolling out, and then, of course, next month, indoor track and field begins next month. I recorded an episode on that, so stay tuned on that. It'll probably come out at some point, either the back end of this week, this weekend, or some point. It'll come out. It'll come out for sure there as well. So appreciate you guys on that as well. So definitely, you want to tap into this podcast as we close out the 2025 calendar year at Kansas State. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Shady Myers K-State Volleyball episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We got some.